'Twas the weekend before Halloween, and everybody's getting into the spirit. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about some events in the Granite State, and she's here this morning to talk about two particular events related to Halloween. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So I see on your notes here you've done a story this week on a magic show. What does a magic show have to do with Halloween?
Yes, this is the Magic of the Night, a haunted family magic show, and they're going to be doing this at the Dana Center tonight, Friday night at 7 p.m. over at St. Anselm College. And so it's, you know, some of the large stage magic. You've got your people appearing and disappearing, some levitation, but all with a Halloween theme. The magician, Stephen Knight, is the main guy on stage, so he has some other helpers, and then there's some behind-the-scenes people. You know, I was talking to him, and he said that it takes them at least 5 hours to set up this show, because there's a lot going on in terms of lighting and pyrotechnics. So it's a really elaborate production.
It's like a rock show.
Exactly.
So is this good for families?
You know, yes. I was talking to him. He told me, you know, at one point during the show, he has a kid come up and help him build a monster on stage. So it's actually, you know, good. He was thinking about 6 or 7, you know, depending on your kids. Some kids are more easily scared than others, but, you know, that's about a good age. And he's not trying to scare anyone. It's a lighthearted show, but with some of these Halloween elements.
Okay, so that's one performance that's going on tonight. Something else going on during the weekend, if you want to kind of get in the spirit at a cemetery, there is a cemetery tour, a ghost tour.
Yes, this is the Ghosts of the Winter Cemetery over in Exeter. It happens tomorrow at 3 and at 4:30 p.m. And now there won't be any ghosts per se, but there will be some long dead residents of Exeter. There are going to be 6 reenactors there portraying the parts of people buried in the cemetery. There are about 20 Revolutionary War veterans buried in the cemetery, and they're going to be playing some of them, as well as just other people who lived during that period.
Some notable people from Exeter, aren't they?
Yes. One of them, for example, is Elizabeth Folsom. She's connected to the Folsom Tavern, which is one of the buildings at the American Independence Museum, which is putting on this event. I thought it was interesting. So she ran that tavern, and I didn't realize, you know, women had jobs like that during that time. But the woman at the museum told me it's actually fairly common. You know, a man would pass away, and his wife would, you know, keep up his business. So she ran it as Widow Folsom's Tavern for a while. She's going to be there. There are also going to be some people from the Gilman family. One of the houses at the museum is the Ladd Gilman House. And then another man, and his story sounded really interesting, Jude Hall. He's a runaway slave. He became a free man and fought with a New Hampshire regiment in the Revolutionary War. So he's going to be telling his story as well. So sort of all different perspectives of life from that time period.
So you'll be able to get a feel for the Revolutionary War time, be able to interact with these reenactors. But are there any real ghosts?
I don't think there are any real ghosts. But, you know, the last tour is going to start at 4:30. So it will be, as it's starting to get dark, you get that sort of spooky atmosphere.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to talk about some events going on in the Granite State. Amy, have a great Halloween.
Happy Halloween weekend to you, too.